Welcome to another Chabura in the Yisoidais of Perek Nairish in the Spatzo, Moiti Shemra, and the other Nusais in Einshim related to the various sub-levels of Einis, Mefata, Vekulu. So this week we focus in on Moiti Shemra. The Gemara Daf Mem Heman Aleph, halfway through, Gemara has Shaila, asks a question from Enayr Mereisa Shazinsa, and the Rav Shdelz Avek, an important Yisoid in Moiti Shemra, which we are going to analyze today, what the Yisoid of Moiti Shemra is, and what the Chidush of Moiti Shemra is in the entire Kavana of the Torah HaKdosha in the action that the Moiti Shemra did. Excuse me for a second while I fiddle with the okay. So first of all, thank you to my colleagues and let me learn it. So the Gemara says in the middle, if we have a marker here, Amarava Moiti Shemra Kamrat. Shadi Moiti Shemra de Chidushu. You can't be loymeid anything for Moiti Shemra because Moiti Shemra is a Chidush. So Rashi HaKadosh on the bend. You can move the marker to the Rashi's on the bend. Moiti Shemra comrades. Asuve. Asarch Sarchav Al-Saif Bagra. The Messias of what the Gemara asks. Etana de Aida Baal of Aida Mebesavia. Gemara had a Kasha from this Brisa of Naira Marasa Shizimsa, and then she was Bagra. We cannot learn from that Metzius. Why? Because the whole Yisayid of Maiti Shemra the Chidushu, Vilayim Rinaba, Mishum Dishtani Gufa. Shtetinbach. The Ishtani Gufa, Bach on the right side. And the Aleph, the Izanoi, the Bach takes the word Dina and changes it to Gufa, the Ishtene Gufa, the Izanoi Hashta Bascheniki, name Ishtene Ketala the Hach, the Izanoi Beniris. We don't say that. Why? And therefore, the Chidush of the Halacha of Moiti Shemra makes it clear that even though if we say kol hechad ishtene gufa ishtenei katala, the Gemara tries to bring a raya from Moiti Shemra, we do not say ishtene gufa ishtene katala. The Gemara is deichet with the dicta that we cannot bring a raya from Moiti Shemra to Moiti Shemra chidushu. What does this mean? What exactly is the chidush of the parasha of Moiti Shemra, which makes it unique and disallows any limud from Moiti Shemra to Shar Dini HaTorah? So there are several mahalchim in the Rishonim and Rabbi Seinu Achreinu, which we'll try to lay before you. We pyrus the simla, pun intended, in the next half hour. Rashi says that the Chiddush is that we do not say Ishtani Dina Ishtani Ketala. What does that mean? Even though if she would have been Mizan now, after Nisuin, an Ashes Ish is Dina Mechenek. Nevertheless, the Torah was Mechadish, that if the Baal was Maitzi Hashemra and claims that she was Mezana Kaidem the Nesuin, the Halach would be Nair Marasa Shezinsa, would be Dina Meskila. This is Shitas Rashi that you're staring at. The Rashbam we'll get to Rajbam. Taisvis really in the first Mahalach before it gets to the Rajbam says the same thing. It's very long, and he said it's to Taisvis. We'll not have time to go through the whole thing. We're going to read it ice. But this is the straightforward Mahalach of most of the Rishonim. Taisvis brings the Rashbam, which learns otherwise. Rav Shmuel, of course, is the Rashbam. The Chiddush of Vayitzi Shemra, according to the Rashbam, is that even though Nisha Nesuah Shezinsa is Takani Doinais Bechenek, the Torah is Mechadesh when it comes to Vayitzi Shemra, that if the Baal is Toyein, Acher, she was Mizana after the Nesuin, before he was Baalei, the Dina is Biskila. Says the Rashbam, let's see it here, in the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Shmuel Mefarish. Zani Maitse Shema de Chidushu. Shrei nich nesol l'chupa v'lai nivela ba'alma v'lai yitzay shemra. Let's dal mi achadei yitzay shemra. The woman was nich nesol l'chupa. She became an eshes ish. She was not yet nivela. Dal mi achadei yitzay shemra. And she was mizana achadei l'chupa. Such a metzias. So her lacha is, she's an eshes ish. She gets chenek. Nevertheless, if somebody was the male was Maitzi Shemra in such a case, claiming that she is Shezinsa Achar Nesuin, he gets Skila. Why? The Hakim Mishtamei Kroid, Ziv Emes Haya, like Nimtsu Besul Lenara, Misaklua, Mashta Bechal Inish, like Nimtsu Besulim, Havi Beskila, Filozinsa Tachta, Afrach the Siv of Pesach Besia, or Bezinsa Tachta, Vainkan Pesach Besavia, because she's no longer there. She's no longer a Ma'irasa. So Taisnitz learns that the Chiddush of Maitzi Shemra is, even though an Isha Nesuah Shezinsa normally classical Misa is Chenek, in the case of Maitzi Shemra, Taras Machadish, that the Baal Tainas, she was Mizana, Achan and Suin before he was Baalea, she gets Skila. She still retains the Unish of an Ara Marasa, and she, even though is a full Nesuah, the Maitzi Shemra creates a chidush that takes her out or keeps her back, really, in the Einish of Skila. The Rambam seems to go with this Mahalach. The Rambam, in Lachos Yisurubia, Perigim Alachachas, that Maitzi Shemra is a chidush. What's the chidush? Normally, as we said, same as the Rashbam, as Stam Nara Nesuah Shezintzah Bechenek, when it comes to Maitzi Shemra, since she was Mizana, if she was Mizana, Achar Nesuyin before the Be'ila, Din Meskila. The Rambam tracks the Divrei HaRashbam. However, since life is never simple, Rabbeinu arrived at a chelik in the Rambam. Let's see. Din Chodesh Yetzi Maitzi Shemra. The Rambam, somewhat slightly unusually, feels it necessary to explain a pshat the Gemara. Thus the pshat in the chidush hu of Maitzi Shemra. Mahu achidush, asks the Rambam. Shemnimtza davar emes. Ubo edem shizintza. Gishahaisana marasa. Turn out it's true. And Adam comes and says, it's true. We saw her be mizana while she was marasa. Af bishizintza achshiyatza besaviya. And here comes the chiddush. Filo shezinsa achas shenich nesol lechupa, klai nebila sabal, which technically she was a full fledged eshes ish, except she didn't have beila, because she had chupa, and therefore I would think she would get chenek. Says the Rambam, similar to the Rashbam, that the chiddush is nevertheless sinklan isol pesach beisavia. Even though the chiddush is, she has nothing to do with the father anymore. She's married. She's a chiddush. So why would we get skila? Does it the chiddush of Maitzi Shemra? Says the Ravid, no. I never heard of this chiddush. She says, chiddush shalei shamanu oisei me'olam. And the Ravid is chaylik, and the Ravid says, in such a case, nichnasa l'chop v'lei nivela v'zinsa, dina Chenek, make the rabbit bigger, please. Kasav a rabbit. Pilade chidus eshalay shemana ismail mehitaka chidus like the rabbit, because it's just wrong. Mechudish abal hevi yedim yechid lezu beskila. A mishah shleimashdinu kibushes lechupa apishay nivlar zeh bechenek. How are you going to be chaylik in the mishah? The mishah says nichnasa nushos lenivlar zchenek. Behita isai. The Rambam made a mistake because Masharab Akama Makaimais Taha Nitnas Lukhuvla Nivula is in Saba Alma Vachanik, Vachabiskila. Okay, and then the Rambam takes a little bit of a Mizakta whack at the Rambam. Yilu might remember skila made him aspires commercial saver. Klisha sadasuzet. Rambam had a little bit of a weakness in his analytical analysis of the sugya. He misunderstood the word chiddushu shachitra tarev knas. I'm kind mahalach number one of the rishonim, the chiddushu might shemra, which includes the machlekes between the first mahalach Rashi and the first mahalach of Taisus. And Shitas Harashbam, the Harambam, in which the Ravid is Chalik the Rambam. Another group of Rishayim, headed by Rabbeinu Aritva, have a problem with this Mahalach. They have a problem from the Lashon of the Gemara, both on the Rashbam and the Rambam. The Gemara says that Matishem is a Chiddush. Therefore, even if she was a Baigeres, she gets skila and not chenek, even though normally a shesish zinsa gets chenek. No, the chiddush of Maitre Shemra is, even though once she was a begaris, now would think she'd be out of the parsha, nevertheless, she gets skila, not chenek. Ask the Ritva, what's the shaykhus between a naira shesinsa, achar achupa, that unusual case of nichnas al-achupa v'lay nivula, to a naira shabagra? Because as a chiddush of the Torah, in one case of Maitre Shemra, we should carry it over from Bagra to this highly unusual case of Nichnas L'chupa Nivula Shezinsa. This is the kasha of the Ritva. Let's see Ritva inside. The Rambam, by the way, I have to go back to page 84 because we didn't go to the wrap-up, but the Rambam had a beautiful wrap-up, which Rabbi Zcheling on it. But anyway, let's see it here in the bottom. Avoshar Nairis, bottom of Alacha Ches, because the Rambam gives you the three categories so beautifully. Yes, freeze there. Last line, two lines. Avoshar Nairis, Murasa, Shlahedin, Lem, Shahilam, then Eitzashem Ra, Shazanu, Machshet, Sembe, Sarei, Mechanic. Then she becomes an Eishes Ish. Halamadato, says the Rambam, Shebe Eishes Ish, next page, Sholish Misois. And in the case of where Ishu is Mizana as an Eishes Ish, next page, there are three Misois. Yesh Eishes Ishu Bechenek, classic. Yesh Eishes Ish Shebisrefa, that's Kain. Yesh Eishes Ish Beskula, Beskiva, which is the Chidushu of Maitre Shemra, where nichnas l'chupa, le'nivula is b'skila. Frek the Ravid, Pirish Rash, on page 86, they changed the girsa here from Rashi to Rabbeinu Shmuel, who's the Rajbam. The Varan Kimpshutam, on the left side, the nichnas l'chupa, le'nivula, v'zintz, b'leitzay shemra, t'yina b'chenek, the nechus ish. Leitzay shemra, v'shizintz, l'chupa, t'yina b'skila. This is the side, and this is the Pshat in the Gemara, what the Gemara means, Chiddushu, Tire of Takabi Chiddush. Well, I didn't Lasarch Losai Bagra, Shatitim Beskila. Begaris is in the same category. He gets Skila too. This is the unusual situation of the Chiddush of Skila in Eishazish. Back to Ravarach, there to Akash, in time of Chidnech, Chachuba Tardin Echon Skash by Nid Shani. The Ritva has the kasha from a Shafwein concept. If you have a chiddush, we try to limit the chiddush as much as possible. You found a chiddush in A by Geras shesarcha v'achkach bagra. She gets skila. Who says that applies to nichnasel chupa v'lei nivula? Akasha chiddushim should be minimized, not maximized. Yesh laimar says the Ritva to kulachad chiddushu. Really, it's not a double chiddush. It's one chiddush. She Geras akasha she called in my tishamra v'skila. And he quotes the Rambam, and then he quotes Fein Persen Nachin. What do I agree with this? Says the Ritva. I look the Rambam. Okay. Jane did Maitre Sham Rabbi Skila Eilam El Kajinsim Vesavia. Skila does not apply across the board. There's only one limited case of an Amarasa. Namarasa, she was Mazana when she was still in her father's house. Fair Shapasik, Liz Nois Besavia. Prat, Shalkabai Nibbler, I mean, that Prat Lamasram, Shalkabal, these two things are accepted out. So, where does the Rishonim get to learn, the Rambam and the Rajbam get to learn that the Chiddush applies to all the other cases? So, he goes down to the next paragraph and he says, Anachim Pesh Rashi, Shamites Chiddush, Zim Dapa, Shinadin, Mechatol, Kalash, Nikdala, and the Rajbam, and the Ritva goes to validate. Shitas Rashi. Shmuel Rozovsky, Labor Rabbi Shurib Shmuel says, it's a piece which is too long for us to go into, but we incorporated by reference, and when we read it, nice, that the fact that Anarisha Bagra and it was Mizana is Dina Mechenek, not the Pshat is that a Begaris is out of the Parsha Moite Shemra. Avada, she's in the Parsha Maitse Shemra. The pshat is that a Maitse Shemra is only applicable in a case where there's nus of a Naira, not as nus of a Begeris. Comes out that the Etzim Parsha Maitse Shemra was only, was said for everybody, for a Begeris too. But the Metzias is that it can't be applicable in this case. Terah said, Maitse Shemra is Allah, which L'chayr should apply to everybody. But Terah said it can't be applicable in such a case. And therefore, when the Ritva says Kol Maitzi Din Maitzi Shemra Skila, that this klal is theoretically Shaykh Begeretz, and therefore you can't say Ishtana Dina Benarish Bagra, because really the Begeretz is also in the parsha, but the Metzias is missing. The Metzias Echitimtza Vatoy Shemra is missing. The certain Tanoim for the applicability of Vatoy Shemra is missing. But Mikra Din Begeretz in the parsha Maitzi Shemra too. As I Zakter Shmuel is the Pshat Ritva. Rabbi Nachum Sofer says a Pshat in the Rashbam. Says the Itzay Shemra Lefi the Rashbam and the Rambam. In the Rambam is that the Chiddush of the Torah is that a Itzay Shemra is somehow vitiates in the Suin, mevatel in the Suin. Suin never happened. He says, Zinsa, the whole thing was a sort of a quasi-mekhtois. And therefore, she reverts to being an Arusa. The Arison happened. He gave her the first part. He gave her the money. So she's an Arusa. But the Nesua can't be viewed as having taken place if there was this Nus in between. And therefore, Baipti and I am Arusa, Zina Beskila Vlebechenik, Hafla de Kedisha Luxem Sefer. This I would like to see inside on page 89. Mahashtani Ivar Lefirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. Zok Tachtam Sefer Yichalag Zog Pshat in the Rajbam. B'taisiz Nishmait V'zeh L'shay Nai. And he quotes the Taisivis for the next two lines, but I won't repeat. Hainu. Skip down. First word in the line is Hainu. D'mayt Shemra Gilu Kra. Here's this Chiddush Rabbi Sai. This is the Chiddush, in my opinion. If you can take this Chiddush out for the week, you have been tayim the geshmakait of the samchilev. Don't do this on Tisha B'av. The mighty shemra or after Tisha B'av after Chesed. Gila krad in this batlu hamesira v'yaknisa l'chupa. The Torah is megala that the mesira or the knisa l'chupa was nizbatel. V'havlo kilo adayin in Beis Avia. It's actually still in Beis Avia. Hadol Milsa Kamaisa, and she goes back to the first status. Even for a farce of darim and every single other issue. Somehow the Torah reverted her back, and this is the chiddush of Mitzvah Shem, Rali, the Rashbam, and the Rambam, to a Naivarasa, even a farce of darim. The Miyachai of Shemra, Nesra, all the way, Medesis Garshmenu. So once the Baal initiates the Mitzvah Shemra process, by definition, he's ushering her. And he's setting up a future garrison, which has to happen because she was Mizana. Again, there's a long arichus here. But it's a little bit similar to the some cipher saying Pshat in the Rashbam and the Rambam. The bottom line of the Chum cipher was that when the Mitzvah Shemra process is initiated, it's as if she reverts to being an Arusa and not an Asua, and therefore Dina Meskila. Even if she was Mizan Acher the Chuppah for Bilas Abal. Again, Rabbi said, this is the test case. The test case is Nichnasa L'chup of Alay Nivola. On one hand, she's an Ace of this. She should get Chenek. So why is she getting Skila? The Teretz is, the Baal said, I didn't know that she was Mizan, he was Mitzvah Shemra. And therefore, says some cipher, she reverts to back being Arusa. The answer is soon. It was Nizbatel, there's no Bila anyway, but it was Nisuin, there was a Chuppah, there was a big party, doesn't matter. It's Nizbatel, and he reverts back to being a Arusa. Arusa's Dina Biskila. Says Rav Aaron, this explains why the father is Zeicha in the Knas of Mitzvah Shemra, even though the Nisuin is Mitzvah Mishah Savia, because she's Nechshav, like an Arusa, and not an Asua. Lamazen, Yach Shtikler of Aaron, on page 90. Batamze Atzmai. Beautiful. Atzmai Noivea Hadina Chodosh. The Gam is in Sachar soon. Remember, Rabbi Sai was talking about this highly unusual case of Zin Sachar Nesun. Dina Beskil of Leib Chenek. The Kach, there's the Kosavi, B'maychi Shemra, the Nesun, Ein Apayel Neshanes is Dina. He comes at it a little bit different than the Lashon of some Sefer, but the bottom line is the same. Nesun doesn't change the din of a Maychi Shemra. Mitzvah Shemra doesn't change it into the lady. The lady was Me'ureses, and she was Nichnasa L'chupa, not Nivola, in that interval, in that three-hour interval, whatever, however long the wedding takes. And since she was horrifically Mizana, this is apropos of the time that we're in, the 3 weeks when Klai Yisrael was Nichnasa L'chupa, and then we were Kakala Shazin Satacha Sachupa with the Chet of the Eagle, which happened during these 3 weeks. So this woman, according to the Baal, never was married. The Kach there is the Kossi Maitre Shemra and Suin Ein Pelem Shan Nistina. She blives in Mereses. Kolchais Maitre Shemra Chashiba Kerusa Daim. Fein Dina Meskila. Gam Shas Gels Apech Vesvib. Afel Lecherek Serim Bo Shnei. Tonight, Echad does Nusla Hesu Veisahav. Legar Mizinsu Veis Chameakai, the Mizun Dennis Gael Sol Pesach Veisahia. Vashaini the Chasra Atta Mitzia Sol Pesach Veisahav. Okay, so this is a beautiful shtickle, Rav Aaron. I just want to be meisefir that Rav Aaron explains with this lumdus, we can explain why the Av was zeichen the knas mitishemra. And the fundamental kasha we discussed last week, Lord Hashanah asked, after all, nesin is mitzim mishus av. So this is a tremendous chiddush and kol Torah kula. We find once you yaitim one rishus, you don't get the money. So why is the Av being zeichen the knas? And the answer is, says Rav Aaron, here nesenes. He's zeichen the knas because the fact that there was a taina of Zinsa under the gather of Maitzi Shemra, that's Mafkia Denesuin. And if you're Mafkia Denesuin, then you are Hadar Dina to being an Arusa, to Arusha, she's Bishus Av. And that explains very well why the Av gets the money. I'm going to conclude here with two Mahalkim from the G'day L'Achreinu. One is Rabbeinu Hafla. The Grace Bala Fla, some Sefer, Bala Makne, or Bala Pani Rav Fasala Taira. We have a special Zikat Rabbeinu Fla in my family. My grandfather wrote a Sefer on the Panami Yafais. So in Fla Shteta Rakidush, he has the Kasha Narajbam and the Rambam, who are partners in this Kiddush and the Pshat and Kiddushu. How is it possible to be Seiker and Narsh Zinter Akar Chuppah before Bilas Baal? This unique case of the Znus of the party, during the Chasana. How can you be cycle her? It's always a Sras Rafik. Why? Why is it a Sras Rafik? Because in order to be master of someone, you have to know Beferish what the Einish is. Here, it's impossible to know what the Einish is. Why is that? Because from the end, she was nikrafted to the Bezdin Ali Deyabal, then her dino beskila. But if the Eidim themselves bring her, it's dino bechenek. A hafladika kasha from one of the Gedalia Achrayim, typical of the Karifis and mastery of Kol Shas Kula. Zokta Rebbeinu Afla brought her on page 93. Koshali. Even the Kama Chiddushu and Cain, Lerajelus, Vila Vesenin, Eric, Shias Rabbi Baisa Misa, you have to get the right Misa for Nasra, it's Machlik tonight. Vesfir Leib Makis, Esra Sakwesh Mesra, we hold the Bechina. And Cain, Skilacha, Chopla Mishkachasla, Avale Asra, Safik, all such Asrois, in such a case of Skilacha, Chopla, the case of the wanton party. Right? She's Mizana during the Chasana. By definition, this is Esrai Suffolk. Why? Shalmayeti Baldina Mechanic. Based on Pirish Raj, you can join the Shem of Kaidim Achupa. You can be Masra Skila, because you can be Mayed, Miyakish, and Kaidim Achupa. Pirish Rash, going to Rajbam, Kasha. And he goes to ask Tushnel from the Mekashish. Beautiful Kasha. Says to the floor, Mitzar Chlaimar. Give the mitzvah him a chiddushu and not a chiddushu. Beautiful carrots. If the ganzi you say to my sham is a chiddush, so we have another chiddush that the hasra suffering in such a case works too. Talmidai of the afla of some cipher can be combined here with this story of afla. The chiddush my sham is that she's nechshav is karusa, and like the you say of Rav Aaron. That's a problem because then this wouldn't work to in the pshat and the afla. So we seem to have a conflict between the Rebbe and the Talmud. I leave this to you to try to align the two if possible. Let's close the air with a shtick from the Rav. In the Leim Yeshivas, the Rav is the Briska Rav. Briska Rav on his Pirish, on Chumash, is Ma'ir on the Rambam and the Rambam. And he says, since the Rambam and the Rambam, Mighty Shamra, Hidushu, the Hitcher Tires, Miskila, Leibachenek. This replies to the Isha. But the Baal, the Baal, who the perpetrator, the one who caused all the problems here, that Hidush doesn't apply to him. Hidush applies only to the Isha. So Misasa is Bechenek. Comes out a big Hidush. A question for a test. How is it possible? Yeah, Mitzvah Shemra, the Baal and the Baalis are getting two different Einshim. Yes, Laim Al Pishitas Rajbam, Umesu Gam Shneim. Zakta Rav. What's the Gam? Supplies only to the woman. Dina mechanic, not skila. There she cost her echo mesu gam shneim. Nice of those bal, a machinish skila on Mitzvah Shemra. He did nice good mice, he's not mesu, but tire shuchenic, both of them get chenic. But here, if there's a more gam kena, that's gam shneim. What is smicha tire parish, little parish Mitzvah Shemra, zug, bain parish, MSA adavar, there are basula, mirasa, the Rav is going through the psukim and the hemshach of the parish, gisaitse. So why are they nifsak in the middle? I know I'm the blues bal paka chiddush mitzvah shemra. That's mechanically shle alma. I would think that you get chenek. Ain't some chla parsha mitzvah shemra. A parsha dechia nara basula kavanah marasa the alma b'leitzei shemra regular case nara marasa. And therefore it's taka different. It comes out according to the Rajbam and the Rambam. The psukim makes sense because according to Rambam, the Rambam, we have two unique situations. She gets skila, he gets chenek, because the chiddush was not said on the bayil, and the chiddush only said on the isha. You have to go look at the psukim Rabbi said, which we're out of time, so I don't have the ability to do that for you now. But look in the psukim, we'll see what the Rav means. But the bottom line is that we have a chiddush here that the two dinim are taka different between the Baal and the Nivellus. Ad kan Rabbi Sai for this week. Beautiful machlekes in the Rishonim between Rashi on one hand, the Rashbam and the Rambam on the other hand, and the Ritva on the third hand. What the Pshat is Chidushu, the Chidusha Ter Knas, is the Pshat Ligabe Ishtana Dina, or is the Pshat Ligabe that she remains in Nair Marasa? And Ardina Beskila and the Pshatim of the Achrayin Rabbein Chaim Seifer, Rabbein Rav Aaron, Shmuel Rozovsky, and finally the Flan, the Brisker Rav, to try to explain insights into the Shittais, the two Shittais, the two B'halchim in the Pshat of Kiddush Shkitcha Terebinas. Rabbi Sai, I will see you next week. Hopefully the Beis Hamidrash will be built and will be in Yerushalayim. If not, I will see you here on the internet, and we will go into Daf Mem Vav next sugya in Perek Nashim Smatza. Everybody have a good week.